And of course, I'm your host, Chris Shanafelt. We have Rick Saratoga.
Oh, baby.
As well. And it's going to be a big week for us.
It's an extravaganza bonanza, babe. I can't even sleep. Can't stop, won't stop. We're on location. Welcome to the city of Bedford, Texas. Thank you, Halo Neuroscience. College Gridiron Showcase is in the building. We're taking over the city. We came all the way down from Jersey, Chicago, Wisconsin, all across the country. We're going to bring you the best prospects from all around the country here in one location, Chris. 170 NFL draft prospects. I can't even sleep over it. We got people tuned in. We're on the Facebook Live, the Twitter, the Periscope, Live Talk Radio. Can't stop, won't stop. We're going to have guests. We got the players checking in here in the lobby. And I'm just ready to get a kickoff, man. I have to match this for the next 2 hours.
Yes, you got to keep up with us. And we didn't even sleep yet. Imagine how I'm going to be tomorrow when I actually get a couple of hours, man.
Well, I mean, right after today, we got players calling in. We have players calling in now.
Yes, the Pro Gridiron Showcase. We got the Pro Free Agent Showcase going on today. Kareem Huggins is here, Quinn Epperly from Princeton, Jordan James from UCLA, a lot of big-time talent and a lot of NFL scouts trying to fill some rosters. And I'll tell you what, the All-Star squad is checking in the building. We're going to be talking to Jared Collins here. I see Dan Evans hanging out in the lobby. We've got Jalen Ware coming up, Alex Klein, Christian Kuntz. The list goes on and on. It's going to be a Can't Stop, Won't Stop edition all week long here in Bedford, Texas. You better follow on social media, at CDS All-Star, at NFL Draft Bible. Chris Shanafelt is going to be the host with the most. And take it away, Chris. Who do we got here first?
I am here to have the
Jared Collins. Jared, come on down, baby. The price is right. You're on the clock. The Arkansas corner. I'm going to talk to him. He's a stud, and I want to know how he's going to cover some of these guys that are wandering around the lobby. Spearman Robinson is a tall glass of water. Then you got Ricky Jones Jr., who's just going to try to kill you with quickness. We're going to talk to him. Here he comes right now, Jared Collins. Come on in, Jared. How you doing, baby? Come on in. Welcome to the show. College Gridiron Showcase. It's a tight squeeze, but we make it happen like Tropicana. So, talk to us, Jared.
It's good. I'm excited. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to meet people. You know, do it.
So, we were just talking about, you know, some players checking in here. I see a lot of different kind of receivers. A guy like Spearman Robinson, he's a tall guy. A guy like Ricky Jones Jr. out of Indiana, he's a quick guy. How do you, you know, strategize going into a game plan if you got to be matched up on a tall guy versus a quick guy? Do you take a different approach?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when you go up to the line, you got to see what you want to be. And then you take it if you have to play in this game.
And how about jamming guys up to like to get physical, pump them up?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I like to, you know, use the defensive line and, you know, it makes up a change in general.
Good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate you being here. You put all the stamps. I would say weaknesses, but you know, one thing I look for is like the flip of fingers and the idea that says that they're going to be outside of the line and make their stance. So, you know, they're playing on top of the line for a long time. You know, things that I can pick up on that can't help me to play my role.
And the SEC got a lot of talented wide receivers.
Yeah.
Who's some of the guys that you matched up that kind of gave you a little bit of work?
I would say Calvin Ridley.
You got some talented guys on the other side of the ball on your squad.
Yeah, Keon has been.
Morgan's here. What's it like to take us through practice going up against those guys day in and day out? What's it like?
Yeah, it's good. It definitely makes it better. He's a competitor. He has to do it. That's what he says a lot. So, he's always a thousand times more than he is.
Now, I'm going to ask him who gets the better of you one-on-one. So, you got to be honest, because I'm going to ask him the same question.
Yeah.
Who's winning most of those battles?
I'll say it's pretty easy.
He's got a future in politics, but I like it. I dig it, Jimmy.
Not only that, in the years that I've been covering the draft, These small school guys coming with a chip on.
Yeah,
we got some recruits. Yes, absolutely. And I know, I can sense it, man. You got that hunger, like, I belong here and I'm going to show you what's up.
Yeah,
I have no doubt in my mind that you can come out here and be the best five receiver on the field. But we just talked to Dad Thomas. He said, he's going to pop you off the line of scrimmage, knock you off the game, man.
I like
the game. I was just messing with you, though. But there's a lot of great competition. I think that's what it's all about, is taking the top. You know, whether it's FCS, Power 5, conference, you got some of the best talent from across the country. You guys are going to go one-on-one. And we're going to separate the contenders from the contenders. So talk to us a little bit about when scouts pop on your film, kind of player they should expect to see.
Oh, one of the guys like to take the top off the defense, you know, whether it's 30, 25, 40 yards down the field, he takes the top off the defense. When you're watching film,
Just getting good work from a lot of different guys.
Okay.
You know, been in contact with Randy
Moss
a lot these last
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, just like nothing. I just throw that out there. Yeah. You know, I'm talking to Randy Moss. I mean, this guy's, I don't think he's been retired long enough to be inducted yet, but this guy's one of the best that ever did it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, what did you learn? Just give me the
time. We'll sit down. I probably go to school maybe two times a week. We get in field work.
Wow.
Randy's
like, wow.
Yeah, there you go. You know, it's something to look forward to. When I get back from
Feel that, like, sense of something, or it's not a big deal?
Well, to me, it's,
Here he comes, the man of the hour.
Can't stop won't stop.
Can't stop won't stop, baby. It's been a long time since the AAC Media Day where we got a chance to sit down and talk with you before the season. And you guys went on to a bowl game this year, and I can't imagine ending the season in a better fashion. What was it like walking off that field and just killing those guys, man?
Man, it was awesome because we knew all, like, leading up, once we found out what bowl we're going to and all, that it was going to be a good game. And, you know, we prepared really well. And I think the biggest thing for us other than winning so big was we were the first team in NCAA history to have a 3,000-yard passer, two 1,000-yard receivers, and two 1,000-yard rushing.
Is that true?
Running backs, yeah.
Wow.
And we got that in the bowl game. Our receivers needed like 70 yards. I think we got it in, like, the first quarter.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so then after that, we just let it hang loose and just had fun with it.
What's the secret to the formula? I mean, what kind of offense you guys running over there?
Well, I can't tell you all the secrets. No, it's fun. It's just we're real balanced. And really our philosophy at Tulsa is just basically take what the defense gives you. So
So talk about that. I mean, is that something like between now and Madrid? Will you be when you train? Is that something you'll work on 3, 5, 7 step drops?
Yeah.
have you decided where you're working out
yet,
or what's the game plan there?
I've already decided. I've already been working out for the last couple days. The last 4 days, I think, I've been at Apex in Fort Worth, just down the road. And my quarterback coach is a guy named Brad Frazier from Old School Quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to come up here just a little bit later. Just kind of check
We're
out.
Looking forward to it, Brad.
Yeah. And, man, he's a good guy. And he's been working with me on that already, along with 3-5-7, also just like stretch right, stretch left, toss left. Just think about that. Those seriously basic things. And, man, I love it. It's fun.
And it's good because you probably have one of the shortest commutes of any of the players.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad for you.
No,
guys,
like,
flying in, jet lag, any little edge we can get, right?
Exactly.
But nobody expected to have snow down here.
No.
When was the last time it snowed in Texas?
Dude,
I never thought of it. Coming from Jersey,
no.
And we got snow over
here. Yeah, it should be gone by the time it comes still.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
There's guys out there in the pro showcase today wearing 40s in it.
Well, I've never had a plane, ever. The only thing I've had a plane was the rain. That's the only real weather. Never had a plane. So, my backup in Tulsa, he's from Denver, though, and he said, like, they'd have, like, 5 games of snow. So, I never had to experience that. One day.
Now, hey, the Northeast teams, the teams like the Patriots, the Browns, are going to like that. I get to see them in cold weather.
Yeah.
All right, well, how about social media? Is that something you're going to be on going forward?
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
You want to get that out
there
to the people?
So on Instagram, it's DEvans9, and then on Twitter, it's DaneEvans, all one word, all lowercase, 9.
All right, that's the gunslinger, Dane Evans, man. We appreciate you taking some time. We're looking forward to it. And
thank you.
You could possibly be looking at the best quarterback prospect in Bedford this week. We're going to be streaming it live at CBS All-Star, at NFL Draft Bible, and Dane Evans, a name you need to know for the upcoming 2017 NFL Draft. Thanks a lot,
Jim.
Take care, man. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Man, I didn't even know that with the 3,000-yard passer, 2,000-yard receivers. 2,000-yard rushing, first time in NCAA history. That's incredible, huh? Hey, we're breaking news here on the Cod Gridiron Showcase TV show.
You didn't know it? Yeah, they didn't know it, so.
Let's see what else we have on the show, baby. You got a player for us tonight?
Players rolling in, players rolling out. It's a big week. Big
we got Joe Everett and Justin Gamble arriving on site for the Pro Free Agent Showcase, so people can follow our live stream coverage on that. Again, if you're just tuning in, Kareem Huggins, Quinn Epperly, Jordan James from UCLA, the running back, Kelsey Young from Boise State,
the coaching staff is just incredible. Nate Poole is here, and Marvin Jones, God bless him, was flying out of Fort Lauderdale yesterday, and our thoughts and prayers go out to all the families in Fort Lauderdale, and Marvin, you know, luckily for him, was not at the airport, but he was scheduled to fly out of Fort Lauderdale. Of course, you know what happened to that. And we got Big Mac Lamba, some Pitt Panther football. Get in here, Mac. Come on. Get on the hot seat. Mac Lamba is joining us, man. I'm glad you can make it, Mac. Thanks for joining us. Look at this guy. Man, I can already tell he's going to be hitting some people pretty hard out there. And Matt, you know, Pittsburgh is an up-and-coming program. I really enjoyed watching you guys play this year, and I think that the NFL scouts are going to be attracted to a lot of players on that Panther football team. What was the mind frame going into the season? I love your coach over there. He's doing wonderful things. I think he's on the up-and-up. But what was the goals going into the season? And did you guys feel like you kind of we're up to par with expectations?
Every year, kind of want to be better than the last, and you know, each game, each week, kind of want to win. Obviously, it didn't happen this week or some of the weeks, but yeah, Coach Tuesday has done a passion. This guy's always fired up. I mean, you can see it on the sideline. He brings it in the meeting rooms, our practice, and kind of trickles down to the other coaches and Season was definitely a good one. You know, we had some big wins. Some letdowns and other games, especially that bowl game. We had kind of finished where we wanted to, but you know, we got a lot of other young guys we're going to play next year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And when we saw a coach at the satellite camp in New Jersey this year, we had a chance to, you know, catch his passion and intensity. And, you know, you guys have so many talented players on the offensive side of the ball. I think Peterman is one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the draft. And Arndorf trying to cover that guy. Holy cow. I mean, what's it like in practice, day in, day out, going up against those guys? It has to make you a better player.
Especially during camp. I mean, you've seen all the shifts and motions that we had from a defensive standpoint of the mic. Trying to get guys lined up at the end of the day in communication definitely helped us this season because we saw all kind of similar offenses. And then when you have all the weapons they're facing too, you know, the competition and things like that, it's much better. So we said that Peterman and Arndorf, they're both very underrated. They especially, you know, Scott. And,
you're underrated. Do you feel that way? I feel that way. I don't know, but I feel like maybe you can have a chance to really gain some traction, kick off the draft season, carry the momentum into the combine or pro day or wherever the next phase is going to be. But I think this is where we gain momentum. And tonight, we're going to be talking to the NFL scouts down the hall in the combined school water room. And they're going to be asking you, you know, how much do you love this game? How much time do you spend with the children? And they're going to ask you that question.
I'm truly thankful that I have some opportunity to come here and kind of get started. You know, it's been 2 weeks since we kind of strapped it up, so we're good to get going again.
And
you there? No, it's not.
I mean, kind of. I mean, as soon as I landed, I was a little bit better, but it's just, I mean, after that bowl game, it was kind of emotional.
It's definitely a challenge each week. We do a lot over our equipment and injury. It's really challenges us to try and, you know, have out there. No kind of change weekly based off what our love is. We have to think through the school college and call something that they're playing. We just have a ton of, you know, support from our coaches too. You know, there's going to be mistakes there. It's all about production at the end of it. Whether it's practice, spring ball, or training camp, we always have kind of production. We're still kind of pressing that. We're trying to be
right. So, you know, you guys faced a lot of tough opponents throughout your career. And we talked about facing your teammates, but how about a team or a player, quarterback, whoever it may be, who was a guy looking back that gave you some work or you came away impressed and said, hey, you know what? Or maybe it was leading up to the game where you had to put a lot of maybe a little extra preparation and film study in. Who's somebody that sticks out?
This year we've played the quarterbacks we faced this year. I don't know the exact number, but 5-4. Three or four of them will probably be in the top five from quarterbacks. Looking up on the state, looking at UNC, Clemson.
Oh, yeah. Trubisky, Watson. Yeah, you guys face them all there.
He came from Penn State.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. He's an up and comer.
Barkley, running back, great. Oh, yeah. Even, I would even say his running back has most recent bowl game. He's a hell of a player, too, I think. He was about second in the Big Ten of rushing. He was phenomenal. Real quick, real jump cutter. And he's also powerful as well.
Now, I know you said you don't like to talk about yourself, but I would like to know, what do you consider some of your greatest strengths, and what are some of the things you want to work on getting better at during this draft process, the training between now and the draft? Like, what's the mentality? Hey, I do this well, but I want to get better at.
Yeah, I think definitely run defense. I think you're going to have someone downhill, never try to hit the top tag, so and then just things I can work on, definitely just pass coverage, pass defense, is the best thing there is that. Just try to, you know, get the drops in our field, let's go with guys out there. Just kind of, I don't want them to question the effort, kind of, you know, each and every practice, kind of drill, whatever it is, kind of great effort. Know that, you know, I do love the game, I'm here just kind of playing.
good person. Do a lot.
And now, are you going to be a guy that's on social media leading up to the draft, or are you just killing social media? Different players have different mentalities. Have you still given that any thought?
I'm pretty limited. I think I'm probably going to slow it down.
Okay.
But, you are giving me a shout out.
Yeah, that's good.
Galambras47, Twitter, Instagram, it's all the same.
And who would have thought you came from Pitt, I came from Jersey, and we got snow in Texas?
Yeah. From Philly, too.
Oh, you okay? Oh, Philly guy. All right. Well, the draft is in Philly. So I'll definitely be catching up with you.
And we appreciate the time here on the Todd Gridiron Showcase Preview Show, presented by Baylor Menorah Science. And Matt will be chatting all week long. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Solid football program. Pat Narduzzi, man, does not mess around. I love what the Pitt Panthers
talk about the most awesome stuff. I'm actually excited to be all done.
That's such an incredible advantage.
I always tell them, like, there's no fire in your store. You know, once you graduate on to the next level, you got to start connecting.
I'm like,
about buying and training facilities. Like, I always tell people, unless you have a hand that has gone on yourself, there's no blueprint. There's not, you don't know how to go through this process. That's a great advantage to have. And I think he's done it right by like, hiring one of my favorite agents in the game. Let's give him a shout out. You're in good hands. Your dad steered you in the right direction on that one, and I'm looking forward to seeing you be full of lines, man, and just tearing it up out there. So thanks for taking some time on the Cosby Darn Showcase Freely Show. All right, well, that's Chris Odom, and Chris, that's a big boy right there. Well, I'll tell you, another guy who's made a host of his opportunity this past season, I see him sitting over there, maybe we can get him on the show, Horace Richardson, all over the field. We're calling him out on the spot. Come on down, Horace. We're going to call you down for the Price is Right. We got an SMU baller in the building, Chris, and this guy was all over the field this year. Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Franklin, we'll get you up next, but now we got Horace Richardson from SMU. Come on over here. Horace, what a season this year. Welcome to the Cosby Darn Showcase Preview Show, and we appreciate you hopping on, man. It's all over the field this past season. Definitely got to feel good about your performance this year. Did you meet expectations and goals out of the year from the beginning of the year, now having a couple of weeks to reflect on this year, where you have with and you know, not too far from you. I was getting here. 20 minutes. These guys are flying in, snow, airport delays. And we're coming down from Jersey. I got snow in Bedford. What's going on here? Feeling in the locker room and being a senior team player, what did you do to kind of rally the troops, get the underclass, and like motivated and stick it to them? He came in and handled his business, didn't he?
You got all the
Okay. Well, what kind of leader are you? Are you a vocal guy? Do you pull guys to the side if they're doing something wrong? Are you a lead by example type of guy? How do you like to set an example? Like to mix it up, get physical, huh? Do you have a different approach to like a taller guy as opposed to a speed guy? Do you have a different mentality? Like if you know you're going to be locked in, all the speedy guys versus the tall, you know, physical guy? Like, is there a different approach? Are you going to be on social media leading up to the draft, or? I wonder if fun that's what people can follow you. Congrats, what happened to follow you? Harsh, thank you so much for taking the time out of here. We'll put you on the spot and throw you over there.
So we appreciate it, man. We'll catch you out there on the field. Looking forward to it.
And we got a guy in your neck of the woods out of Western Illinois coming on next.
What's going on, Trash?
Sure.
Welcome.
Yeah. And have we decided where we're training leading up to the draft process? Are we still sorting that out? Or how's that been for you? Because the agent decision, the school facilities, it's a big deal these days. It's a complicated decision. How far are we on the long path?
All right, nice. So you're going to get some of this weather, because this is Indianapolis weather right here. We weren't expecting to see this, but, I mean, you have experience playing in cold weather. NFL Northeast teams, they like that kind of quality, so, kind of feel a little bit at home down here with the weather we're having, right?
Yeah, I mean, being a different
You know, I don't think there's any Hollywood in you, because if you're from Florida and you're going up to D.C. to train, I like that mentality. A lot of guys want to be in the sunshine, out in California, down in Florida, soaking up the rays. And then they go get a tryout from the Patriots, and they're freezing their nuts off. They ain't ready for that. I like that mentality.
Yeah.
Right. Right now, there's some playoff games today. Is there any quarterback in the NFL that you like to watch or study? Not a bad guy, was.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, there's been 9 5,000-yard passes in the history of the NFL. I think Drew Brees has had like 4 or 5 of the season. So another bad guy to look after.
I think it's
Tyson Graham now.
Bring you on a hot seat, Tyson.
The South Dakota Cougars, I should say, right? Because we met in the hallway last night. You just got in, and like a jerk, I said Jackrabbits, which is South Dakota State. And Jose's going to kill me because he's a South Dakota guy, so I'm going to get some heat from that now. Coyotes. Look, I got a phone. Oh, my God. I should be thrown off the show by now. But, you know, and Tyson, I had you on the show just a couple of weeks ago. I interviewed so many players, but your game really stands out to me. I like what you bring to the table. But for those who might not have caught that interview, give us a little self-scout report about your game and what the 100 or so scouts out here in Bedford, Texas, are going to see between the lines when you get strapped up and ready to play.
I think one of the biggest things about my game is, you know, just being able to be placed in, you know, different positions, you know, being versatile all the time, you know, being able to play down in that, you know, that hybrid position, or, you know, that's probably safe to do. And being able to excel in those positions as well. I feel about my physicality. That's a big part. You know, IQ, being able to diagnose the play, you know, for the play action, you know, pass, drop, step, and run. All of, you know, reading, alignment, you know, movement. You know, also focus on the factors. You know, that's a big thing on the next level as well. We have to factor off the space, and, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to have to drill our scrimmages
It was funny because in practice I used to always joke with him, you know, doing his drills, like maybe sneak down for a linebacker drill, you know, catch me, and I'm like, what are you doing? You know, you're back to the favor. But when they first asked me introduced me to the league, I was actually pretty excited. I was looking forward to taking on something new. And like I said, I've been whatever I'm saying to help my team go ahead and, you know, get to that next step. And I also felt, you know, that the transition was going to be pretty smooth. I played most games pretty headstrong, so I kind of know people, you know, in and out. You know, the linebacker's fit, you know, weren't my safety's going to be fitted. So that just kind of made it, you know, much more easier. And, you know, after, you know, they felt the smooth transition at the linebacker spot, they also felt me at, you know, the end a few times, you know, third down, had to be first for quarterback. So they kind of placed me all over.
Yep.
The more you can do.
Well, back in the day, they used to call it tweener. That was a bad word. Now it's called hybrid, and it's a good word, and it's an upcoming trend in the NFL. Tyson, you know, I don't know if you had a chance to peek at the roster, but we had a guy like Spearman Robinson, that is a 6'4", 220. We got some tight ends here from Buffalo and Wyoming, about 6'4", 250. Tyrone Swoops out of Texas, the 18 wheeler converted to tight end. And, you know, Bart talked to recently, and I asked him about tackling a guy like Gronkowski. Now, we don't have Gronkowski down here, but these are some big three-trunk guys, and the one thing he told me, the secret to his success in bringing these guys down, is not only do you have to wrap up, but once you wrap up, you got to pull them up and bring them down. And it's just bring them down, or not pick it up.
Like a hater all the time, yeah.
Is that a technique you implement as well?
Oh, yeah. That's a technique that we also practice. You know, Especially on those guys on the front side, you have to be able to hold on and bring them down. That's when you're going to attack the thing. You really have to come to the ground. So, you know,
250 maybe. Well, you got to get it off the ground. So, that's something that's definitely.
You sound like you're ready for it.
I am. I would like to get the you know, it definitely is crazy. I mean, at first, you know, around the fall camp, it's kind of like, December's a long time away. But I mean, man, the season just flies by the ditch, you know. Just got to just take it, you know, like Darren saw it, man. Just be blessed. And just get ready to, you know, grind. As an elite, it's now a job. You have to put countless hours in the film room. Your early days pretty much are going to be at the office, especially as a rookie. If you really want to be successful in the NFL, you're going to spend, you know, much more time than the average, you know, player if you want to, you know, have a successful career. So it's definitely a job at the next level that kind of has great.
All right, are you ready for the NFL team interviews? Tonight is going to kick off hours of meeting in the refined food water scouting room. They're going to ask you, how much do you love this game? Are you passionate about it? How much time do you spend in the film room? Are you prepared for these types of questions?
Yes, sir.
All right. How much time do you spend in the
film? I would say I would probably start on a regular week. I would probably, if we get our scout report on that Monday, I'll probably spend that first day just kind of breaking down you know, personnel, like a certain personnel, like 11 personnel maybe. Probably spent about 2 hours on that on Monday. Then on Tuesday and Wednesday, kind of get more intense with it, maybe 3 hours, going over a different personnel. And, you know, once it's close to games, on, you know, Thursday, Friday, after all my morning and everything here was completed, you know, I'll get more details about maybe 5 hours. Also, send a text message out to the guys, you know, really like DBs, meet up, so we can also have.
I like that, leadership.
Yeah, and do the same thing, you know, everyone else, but just share your ideas, like different things, like maybe somebody that's passing, that cares, and, you know, vice versa. So, I mean, it kind of all works out, and, you know, definitely.
So you're the guy in the DB room that said, hey, listen, let's get together, guys. Let's compare notes. Let's break it down. So you kind of brought those guys together. How do you feel like you left the other class in there at South Dakota? Do you feel like you're in a good spot better than when you got there?
I feel like we're in a great spot. Those guys have been ready. We had a lot of guys. A lot of guys just stepped up and got a great experience. Got a corner out there, senior corner, Adam Harris. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to take a conference by storm. Big physical corner, love contact. And you got a few guys. Also, Danny Rambo, brother of Papaya Rambo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
He's going to be a ball player.
What year is he going in?
I think he's going to be a junior. He's also a receiver and made the transition to corner as well last year. He's himself. And then on the opposite side, well, we'll leave that alone, but on the defensive side.
So you don't want to give any love to the offense. Typical defense.
Yeah. And then also a safety, a senior safety from the Dells River, Juco Dial, college defense. And he's a ball hard. He's about 5'11", 6'2". Hard here. So, I mean, those guys are going to be in great shape, have great leaders, to follow behind. And, I'm excited for what they're doing. Oh, yeah. The coach staff is pretty good. I mean, they came in, they adjusted to the mail, they did everything they could for us to be comfortable with their system.
What was that like in the locker room? Was there a meeting held? Like, did the seniors and upperclassmen have to, like, get the underclassmen together and keep focused? What was that transition?
Yeah, actually, they were in that meeting right before Christmas break because we're trying to move into our closing class. You know, we knew what to expect. We're going to, you know, we have to do a new coach.
Well,
Missouri Valley, honestly, I think it's arguably probably the best conference. You know, that's, yeah. I mean, you got some powerhouses. I mean, you got South Florida State going to come up. They're doing great things out there. You know, they got a, yeah, that hurts. They got a few good playmakers. And then you got North Florida State. You don't know about them. And you got Youngstown, of course. You know, that's their championship. I mean, you got a lot of great schools. So, and then for us, you know, to be able to open up a game, open up the season, probably each year, you know, with the FBS opponent. I think for me, you know, that kind of gave me that experience and to be able, you know, to play with other guys from another level, you know, like we played with Oregon and Kansas State.
Yeah, I mean, let alone the
season. Oh, yeah. It just gives you an extra boost and, you know, just much more excited about what it comes. Like I said, man, you're about to be best of any given Sunday, I mean, any given Saturday, anybody, you know, able to win a game. You can't be going there, you know, position all this kind of happen. I mean, because it's a ton of soccer, it's not like going on there.
Well, now that they knocked North Dakota State off the block, now we'll have a new kid on the block. Now we
oh, yeah. Definitely.
No, he did a great job, guys, and he didn't get mad at me. I was out not once, but twice, and the South Dakota Coyotes will get it right, and that's Tyson Grant. We're looking forward to it out there. Glad to finally meet you in person, and can't wait to see you out there on the field.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Tyson.
Again, I mean, talk about guys from this conference, the Missouri Valley, that's
and the hits just keep on coming. We got Chris Taylor now on the hot seat. Come on down, Chris. Tulane in the building, and we gotta make room because I think you might be our biggest guy in this event, man. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing how guys are gonna get around to the one-on-ones. They're trench warfare. Did you peek at the Cosmere and Showcase roster at all?
I'm really excited about this guy.
There's going to be some serious trench warfare going on and some big boys, but I love the level of competition. I think the offensive and defensive line are probably the two most talented groups, and scouts are already hitting me up saying we're going to go to the trench warfare. I'm excited to see what kind of mentality he's going to bring.
Okay, great, 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 great
high pick. I mean,
well, I'll be going to get shrimp from the top.
Really?
So, I'll be going to get shrimp for Elvin. And it's been great. He's a very good player. And I feel like it's like a beat on me. He's better than a player. I'm going to go from here. The recruit thing was kind of crazy. They had about some of these things in different ways and stuff. At first, when I first came from South Carolina, I wanted to see what you kind of tired of me and things that were on the road. I wanted to see.
Hey, I'll tell you that AAC conference is really up and coming. Top opponent, week in, week out. You know, it's unpredictable. A lot of great talent there, and you are one of the most talented coming out, and I'm just curious to know
what are some things that scouts should expect to see on the field from you, and what are some of the things during the draft process that you want to work on getting better at between now and next year?
I mean, I want to work on pretty much try to work on everything, trying to get stronger, faster, cutting up better off, cutting fat off, lead up.
What's your ideal playing weight?
The playing weight I would be at, long thing, 20.
Okay, how far do we have to go win weight tomorrow now?
So I'm falling, maybe 340 right now.
Okay. So you want to drop about 20 and you'll feel comfortable at the next level at that weight? Mm-hmm. And what do you think of the number? And why do you say you want to just maybe get a little bit leaner and more agile for the next level? How about social media between now and there? Some guys are killing it completely, some guys are giving updates on social media, can people follow you, how's your approach going to be?
Well, personally, I'm not really a social media guy. I like retweet, share stuff like that, but I've been like posting things myself. All the time I like to post like game day, I post like a picture of me on the field, and I say like game day, like a baseball bucket, and that, like this guy's there. I always do on social media, so throughout the training process and going to the trail.
We'll get a selfie before the week is over. I can guarantee that. And Chris, I'm really looking forward to seeing you out there. And you know, you're gonna be a problem. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, one. A beast. He's one of the biggest players out there on the field, man. We got him and Tanzel on a daily basis. Oh my God, that's crazy. That's what it's going to be like out there tomorrow, though, Chris. I mean, take a look at some of these guys. Danny O'Brien from Tennessee. Drew James from New Mexico, Big Nick James from Mississippi State, Adam Butler from Vanderbilt. These guys are all free. He's going to have a huge ball. And I'm not kidding. The scouts, a lot of them are just tough for that transfer. That is going to be, if you're following on the live stream, at DGS All-Star, at NFL Draft Bible, the trench warfare action is going to be where it's at.
Me personally, that's my favorite. I don't think it's much better than that.
Hey, Jake, how you doing?
Jake Mulhard now. The hits just keep on coming. Come on in, Jake. You're on the hot seat. The price is right. We got a couple Wyoming game players in the showcase. Jacob Hollister will also be joining us. Right now we have Jake Mulhard. At a time, we also have your teammate Tanner, and he got called up, I think, to a Shrine game in Bud or another game, but that Wyoming offense this year, explosive.
Yeah.
What was the key to the success? Was that in training camp? Did you guys install a new offense? What made you guys excel this year?
I felt like we had something better this year that we had chances to use the cultures by then, and we also had a good one.
Oh, man, incredible.
Yeah, I mean, bringing Josh Allen in the next quarterback.
Oh, my God.
I think that helped a lot this year.
That's incredible. I mean, the recruiting is really one of the most under-the-radar jobs I've ever seen. You mentioned Josh Allen. A lot of hype on him. What's it like catching balls from him on the other day?
Oh, it was awesome. Josh was a great athlete. He's there when I go. He's watching the film. But he's just one of those players that, whether it's going to be this year or in the years coming, he's going to be very
successful. Are you a Wyoming guy? Born and raised? Where are you from? Ventura, California. I was going to say, Wyoming has all these small guys. What's going on over there? Is there something in the water? Okay. Well, why did you choose Wyoming? What made you have it? How did you bring it there?
Well, I actually came in with the other team. I was there. I came in with the
Oh, definitely.
I definitely think that one guy that I have a separate speed. And I was able to be a big red and red.
And I see you playing a little basketball, track, volleyball in high school, a multi-sport athlete.
Yeah.
You think that helps translate? Because a lot of players now are specialty guys. They just play football or they just play baseball. But you have that diverse background. A lot of stuff like it, especially if you have a basketball background. High school career. Feel like the footwork, the agility, and stuff like that, the red zone, going up to the jump balls, that background helped out a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And I think throughout high school, you know, growing at such an early age, I think all these sports just kind of helped me, mature.
Were you supposed to guys up down there in Boston? Whether you go on
combine or pro day, you'll have a chance to impress even more scouts. But just being here with all the scouts and take advantage of it, you're going to make contacts with guys that are working the NFL and contact in the league. We're going to get those guys popping off all around the team, especially the scouts. They'll tell you, you know, that even less than the head coaches in the NFL, the scouts have even less job security. And, you know, hey, you might make an impression on a guy here tonight. They might not draft you, but they might go on and work for another team down the road. You might make an impression on them here today, but kicked out of them. And who knows, you might become a free agent 3-4 years down the road and make an impression on a guy here. And you never know who you're going to meet. So soak it all in there. Take advantage of it. And when you're done with those interview processes, make sure you just got some of their number, man. Don't be shy. Get that contact number.
All right, thank you so much. All right, appreciate it, Jay. Thank you. My
pleasure.
Yeah, one of our bigger pass catchers here, and he's going to be matched up, taking reps. Tyrone Swoop's another guy making the transition to tight end, so the scouts are really going to get a chance to evaluate these guys and see how they're making that transition, make their first initial reports and the scouting reports, and go back and see where they stack up.
And they say the more you can do, I mean, you know,
Canal Street version. Behind the scenes, making it all happen. One of the Cosby Gridiron Showcase staff. Welcome to the show, David. So, how many years now have you been working with Cosby Gridiron? Yeah, and you know, people are going to see the final product on the field. We do the live stream, but month to month, actually, really, a year's worth of work. All accumulating right now, right here, and all in 4 days. It's going to be a whirlwind. What was your most memorable experience last year?
Last year, just the flow after, you know, all the things keep going, and right now, the bustle and the public interviews, but all the players keep here in the scouts, letting them right now, but that cool guys, hey, I want to talk to them, I want to talk to this guy, seeing that room, all the interviews going on, it's just phenomenal. And also, being on the side,
that's a good look behind the scenes. How about this year? What are you looking for?
Just like a successful year. I think we have some outstanding talent. We did as well.
We all did.
I think that overall it's going to be even more successful. We have some great sponsors this year, and I'm just looking for this to take the next step. And so far, I'm so
I agree. It's been incredible, and guys like yourself,
work, making it happen. And, hey, man, it takes an army to build a village. And that's what we're doing here, slowly but surely. And Kyle Brown is looking at the
Check them out, and of course check out NFL Draft.com.
Jose Jefferson, Greg Red, the co-founders of this event, for making it all happen. Without those two guys, none of this would be possible. So those two guys deserve really the most credit for that. All right, well, so we'll be back at it again. The Pro Free Agent Showcase is about to get underway. So if you're following us on the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebook, get ready for the Pro Free Agent Showcase. We're going to be bringing you that live stream for CGSAllStar.com, like Chris said. And that's a wrap, my man. I'm looking forward to this. Woo! Welcome to the rodeo. It's the big show.
I appreciate having me on.
Is that a great job?